Jerry Bader Show, 1024. Brewers back in action today. Midday game. Out in Boston, right? Boy, the hitting's got to catch up with the pitching. Just has to. It has to, right? I mean, right? Of course, they keep saying winter has to end, and Jason, you say no. So maybe the hitting does it. Oh, it's got to. Of course, a tragic waste of a gem of a performance by Matt Garza. On Wednesday, hopefully, hopefully the hitting catches up. That's all I can say about that. And Ryan Braun, welcome to Fenway. Now, it's going to be ugly. You knew he was going to get a standing O at home. That was no shock. That didn't shock me. We'll see how that is. Yesterday's major political news in Wisconsin was State Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend. He is going to be a candidate for the Republican nomination for the House of Representatives in the 6th Congressional District, now held by Tom Petri. Conservatives, a number of them, have been champing at the bit for a challenge to Petri's right. State Representative Dewey Strobel may also get in. He's to announce on Monday. There are some other potential candidates. Here is, though, the million-dollar question. Does Tom Petri run? One Republican, unnamed, quoted by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, says he thinks there's a 50-50 chance, even though Petri has said he will run. Petri's 73. He pretty much lives in D.C., Georgetown. And by one estimate, he's worth almost $30 million. He doesn't need it. Here's the belief. The belief is that Petri was going to serve one more term, and then somebody had been kind of chosen as the heir apparent, at least by whoever chooses the heir apparent. I don't know who the hell that would be. Because his name has now surfaced in reports, I'm going to tell you who it is. State Senator Joe Leibum of Sheboygan. Joe's up for re-election in his state Senate seat right now. He would be midterm in 2016. You were a close second, Jason. In 2016, I don't even think, you probably don't even live in the 6th Congressional District. You'd be another carpetbagger. You voted for Reid Ribble, right? Then you're in the 8th, yeah. Well, really, neither Petri nor Glenn live there. So, well, Petri's got a residence there. So Petri would serve one more term, and in 2016, Joe would run. That is much, much bandied about. It is now speculated, I don't know if I can say reported, it is now speculated in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and again, I didn't report that just now, it's speculation that's been out there, that if Petri does retire, if he decides he's not interested in a primary fight, then Joe Leibum might enter this year, realizing his chance would be lost. If Joe really does have designs on this, and it's widely believed that he does, the planned succession likely isn't going to happen. If Petri steps aside, and I think it's at least a 50-50 chance that he'll do that, I can't see him having the belly for a rough and tumble primary fight, but I could be wrong. So that being the case, okay, let's say he is gone. Well, then you know what's going to happen? You're going to have about a half a dozen candidates for a Republican primary. That's what you're going to have. Then the question would become, how badly does Joe Leibum want it? Because I believe, I'm just saying, given the names that are out there right now, Dewey Strobel, Glenn Grothman, I believe Joe Leibum would be the establishment pick. That's what I believe. I don't know that, but I believe he would be the establishment pick, and with no Petri there, he would probably get the party support. By the way, two congressmen, Sean Duffy and Paul Ryan, have already expressed support for Tom Petri. Governor Walker's remaining noncommittal, which I think is probably the smart move at this point. It is, as I said, it's this unwritten law that you knew the other Republicans were going to do that in the House. If Petri doesn't run, I think you will then see Democrats field a candidate in this race. Colin Roth, in the Roth Report at Right Wisconsin, speculates that as well. If there's a primary, you would think they would then run a candidate. In the past, they didn't see any point in a sacrificial lamb, really, against Tom Petri. I would put it at best 50-50 that Petri is willing to get in this fight. If he's out, I don't know what Joe Lieberman does, because I think Joe Lieberman is risking his Senate. Yeah, he would be risking his Senate seat to do that. Glenn is not up for re-election. Dewey Strobel would be risking his Assembly seat. It is a major, major political story developing. And how it all unfolds remains to be seen. The next shoe will drop one way or the other on Monday when Dewey Strobel decides what he's doing. It's 10:30.
Back when I was a child.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.